How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the How We Do Podcast, the self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we are in. I'm Timby Bimby Ian. To my right, per usual, Billy Blifkins Kyle.
Thank you.
Across from the other pond, we've got David Dingo Drent.
What up?
And Bisbee Pippins Gage.
Hello!
So on this episode of How We Do Podcast, we're going to be doing things a little bit different. We did this last year. It's spoiler time. It's been a week. You've had your time to go see the movie. If you haven't seen the movie, well, it's been two weeks, actually. If you haven't seen the movie, you done fucked it. So this is a spoiler episode about Endgame. We're gonna the first part of it is not gonna, it's gonna be spoiler free.
Yeah,
just kind of our thoughts on how the movie was. And then there's gonna be a flashing warning. It's gonna say like a whole bunch of stuff about spoilers. So, you know, Gage, really need you to spice it up.
I already have the drop made, I'm not changing it.
Spice it up. You need it to be spicy.
So pure honesty time, what did you guys think of the movie?
I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was very conclusive. I thought there was a lot of good things about it. I thought there were some things that I didn't particularly care for, or some things that were too on the nose, or some things that maybe didn't make sense because you have to buy into the story it's kind of painting. But I liked it overall. I think it was good. I thought it was good enough that I could throw away plot holes and just kind of like it.
Yep. I thought it was great. I felt like the beginning of it was a little bit, like, the immediate beginning was kind of rushed, and the rest of it was kind of drawn out a little bit, and wasn't quite what I expected it to be, but overall, I enjoyed it and didn't feel like it was 3 hours long at all. And like Gage said, it kind of answered all the questions I had, and the few things that I do have issue with, I'm okay ignoring, i.e. plot holes and the like. Ian, I already know you hated it because people liked it.
No, I was just, honestly, I think it was a 7 out of 10. It's definitely not in my top 5 favorite Marvel movies. Maybe not even in my top 10.
Wow.
I want to know what your top 5 and top 10 is. Because it's wrong.
We can get to that.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, then we won't get to that. It just really bothered me. It just didn't feel like it lived up to like what it could have been. I would have changed a few things.
Did we watch the same movie?
Plot holes. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you keep it spoiler free for whatever you got, because I'm sure that we'll have to spoil something to get a full thought on it. Kyle?
It was okay. It was like a 7.5, I'd say. there were a couple scenes that seemed forced.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, the humor was good. It was pretty good.
Okay. So we had two greats and then two sevens. Seven's still a favorable score.
No, it was a good movie. I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie. Right. I'm just saying it wasn't the best.
I don't want anything
Marvel
to be misconstrued. Like, oh, Ian hated the movie. And like, no. I hated it.
I liked the movie.
Could have been better, he thinks.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Okay. I wouldn't go see it again, though, is the only thing.
Ugh, I want to go see it right now.
I want to go see it again real bad.
Yeah. All right, so spoiler time.
All right, so you'll hear right now a flashing, just a lot of loud noises.
You're not
going to
actually hear it flash, though.
No, you'll hear the flash. A lot of deep noises, deep cuts, a lot of sirens. And then you'll hear the loud voice, probably of Thanos,
there
saying
might
spoilers
even be some
are inevitable, and he'll do it. And you'll hear the snap of the spoiler cape being pulled over. All right, and now.
Warning! Spoilers! Warning! Spoilers!
All right, I hope you all enjoyed that.
You should clip Ian's good fun snap attempts into that somehow.
They're going to be so disappointed.
Because he couldn't snap his fingers because he's a child.
Reality is often disappointing.
I was using my left hand, and I don't know how to snap my left hand very good.
I can, and I think I broke my finger once. I don't know. It really hurts all of a sudden.
Okay, so it's spoiler time. Where do you want to start?
Spoiler time, Ant-Man went right up in the butt.
I'm so glad that wasn't a thing. Even what joked about.
Yeah, you cut out.
Yeah, you cut out big time.
I said Ant-Man went straight up the butt.
I will say Ant-Man is my favorite part of the entire movie.
Paul Rudd totally stole the show.
Paul Rudd did.
Yeah. Paul Rudd was my favorite character in that movie. It makes me want to watch Ant-Man and Ant-Man and Wasp.
Those are good. I like those movies. Do you want to give me a... What's up?
I have so many issues with this movie, though.
So, one quick thing. What did Captain Marvel do?
Nothing.
Except like, blow up the ship.
Well, I mean, the blowing up the ship is the thing. So.
Okay. And that was her contribution.
So, one part that I thought, you know, very degrading. You know, all this girl power stuff. Very degrading to women. It took 5 women to beat up 1 man. Why?
What,
and they're like, how are you going to get through to the over there? And they're like, she has friends. Like, she just flew through a ship multiple times and blew it apart. I don't think she's going to need help.
No.
Flying through a couple boys.
I don't think it was degrading.
I felt personally attacked.
I bet you did.
I will say that.
Well.
But no,
I love that part of the movie.
I will say, Captain Marvel looked real good with short hair.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't either, but you really? Got a thing for short hair. So
I do. I do like women with short hair. No, I thought she looked real good.
Nope.
I was like, well, maybe I will watch the rest of this movie.
I don't like it. But yeah, and Captain Marvel didn't serve like a huge purpose, but I'm glad that it explained like why she's not on Earth all the time and stuff like that.
Yeah,
right.
But the exciting part about the explanation for why she's not on Earth is that now you understand that there are so many opportunities for them to do so many more things.
Sure.
In the future.
I think the best part... What's that?
No, go ahead, Gage.
I was going to say the best part of Captain Marvel being in the movie is when Thanos realizes, I'm losing. I'm going to pull off the Power Stone and punch her with it and put it back.
That was...
I did like how he tried to headbutt her.
Yeah. And she's like
he headbutt her in the face and she's just like looking at him and he's like, oh, fuck.
And then he punches her with an Infinity Stone. That was awesome for Captain Marvel to get... Not that she got punched, but just like that whole setup.
Yeah.
Do you want to kind of like quickly that movie place it, and then we can talk about or how you want to attack this?
You ready to learn to love and learn to love it?
Ooh, movie.
All right, and we're in that movie place. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Kyle has a thing here he tried to show me. Kyle, put your pants back on, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, we're good.
The movie was bad. I don't know. Kyle was looking at me and was like, go. And I was like, go where? No, the movie wasn't bad. Okay. I enjoyed the movie. It did not feel like 3 hours at all.
No, and that's a good thing.
No, it was really cool because like we sat down. And, like, it felt like an hour-long movie, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we got up, and I was like, oh, shit, it's 8:20 at night now.
I do think the movie, like, it doesn't really feel, I mean, it moves by in a blip for a three-hour movie, but I do think it is too long. And I think there's, like, you can see scenes in the movie that would be deleted scenes, save for a DVD, but they just left them in. Like, I feel like I saw that a lot.
100%.
We saw the director's cut.
Pretty much. The Russo cut.
Yeah.
Well, and then apparently they're saying that the director's cut is going to be 20 minutes longer.
Yeah, which I'll buy that one.
Which, well, yeah, so would I, but now it's like, well, what did they cut out that was less important than some of the stuff they left in?
Extra shawarma jokes, I guess. I don't know.
When I was talking about how I felt like a lot of it was kind of slowly paced in the middle and it just kind of felt drawn out.
Sure.
I felt like they added too much into some of those scenes to kind of bring you back to the moments that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you go back a lot and you're seeing stuff that you've already seen but played out differently. And I feel like there was a little bit of stuff that they probably could have just tossed out and it wasn't really necessary. But
some of the plot holes. What did you... Ian and Kyle, what do you think with the plot holes? The ones you wanted to point out.
Okay.
So, like, my biggest one, and I don't know if this is just me not understanding or, like, not, like, misremembering... Now, what was the big deal with Peter Quill holding the Power Stone?
Peter Quill can hold the Power Stone because he was a celestial being, or half-celestial.
Was it because it was the Power Stone or because it was an Infinity Stone?
Because it was... The Power Stone is the one that fucks you up when you grab it. The other Infinity Stones you can hold.
Okay, because that was my biggest thing. Was like, why is everyone able to hold these stones?
Yeah. I had the same thought when, like, Hawkeye's holding the Soul Stone and then, like, Hulk's just holding one and stuff like that. I'm like, why can these guys hold these stones? And I was like, oh, wait. The Power Stone is the one that's, like, that will fuck you up if you hold it. The other ones don't have that kind of effect on you.
Because that's what I was, like, that's what I was so confused about. I was like, why was this such a big deal in Guardians of the Galaxy? And then everybody can just hold stones now.
Now, they do have to kind of retcon that because I think they talk about in Guardians that, like, you... Like, normal people can't just hold any stone.
Yeah.
Like, it is important to not
So I did remember it correctly, but I didn't know that they retconned it.
Yeah. I think they just kind of, like, slyly, like, oh, yeah, well... But even now, Peter Quill can't hold the Power Stone again because his dad's dead, so he loses that Celestial
power. He's not a Celestial anymore.
Right. So if he tried to pick it up again, he'd be fucked.
He'd be Tonied.
Yep.
Whoa.
Okay. One plot hole.
The only issue I really had was
plugged up.
Just so much would be fucked up if they went back in time and did the stuff that they did.
Yeah, but I mean,
and they try to explain it in a way that shouldn't make sense.
They tell you,
but
like,
because it's Marvel, it's allowed.
You kind of have to buy into everyone's version of time travel. So in this version of time travel, affecting the past doesn't affect the future.
Yeah.
Going in the past just creates a different path for that timeline kind of thing.
So it's it's that combined with, is on the same topic, Captain America going back and staying with the other Captain America.
Right. So he now lives in a timeline where a frozen Captain America is in the Arctic, and then he is hiding because everyone has to say that Captain America is gone
because
they heard him die. And then this one is like, well, I have to be like a house husband at home and never be seen by anybody, because if I do, I'll fuck the whole thing up.
Yep.
And then the other part is him getting back to our timeline right at the moment where he can sit on that bench and not be seen by anybody.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. But that's not as important to the story.
It's not. But it's one of those things. Then the other thing is less a plot hole, is more of a question, and what about the scene where Loki gets away with the Tesseract? Is that going to present an opportunity for them to create a story based on an alternate universe?
Well, yeah, Loki's created by
that. Yeah, created by that. So.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely setting that up.
Well, Loki ended up getting the Tesseract anyways.
Yeah, he gets it again.
Well, yeah, but...
Because he steals it, three times in his life that we see. But he just gets it a different time at this point instead of getting it in... Does he steal it in Dark World? No.
I don't remember.
No, because that's about to either. Whatever. Yeah, he just... So he's floating... He's in that universe with the Tesseract, just jumping around to different areas, basically. So it's just... That timeline's just totally fucked now.
Yep.
Because they don't have it back.
And then, not an issue with the movie, but an issue with the fans.
Why?
I can't believe they're letting Captain America be black now. Because he gave the shield to Falcon.
Becomes Captain America in the comics.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying.
Who cares?
But apparently everybody's pissed off because it didn't go to Bucky, and Bucky was Captain America before.
Who cares?
Falcon. But
Bucky's already got his arm.
They
want
to bitch about
shield.
It. They need something to bitch about.
People are mad.
So
at
I did have a complaint with that.
Me. Okay. What was your complaint?
My complaint was not because he was black. It had nothing to do with that. It was that he doesn't have that super serum.
He doesn't have super soldier serum, right?
Like, I feel like that's like one of the staples of Captain America. Like, if he gets it, that's awesome. Like, I'm all for it. But he should at least get the serum, right?
The treatment.
The treatment.
I mean, Bucky doesn't either. He just has the metal arm.
No, Bucky has the serum.
Does he?
Yeah, he's super soldier.
Yeah.
I thought he just had a serum.
That's why I felt like it should go to Bucky, because Bucky has the serum. If they give the serum to Falcon, then
Falcon
that's all.
Falcon can fly.
Not if he has the shield on his arm.
No, he can still fly with it. He puts it on like a backpack. The thing is, because you're getting a buddy cop kind of show with them. So it's like Bucky's the super soldier one, but Falcon's the one with the shield who flies around. And being able to fly is basically being the same as being a super soldier, apparently.
True.
So there's that outcome of the whole thing. Was there any other plot points we need to talk about? Plot holes.
Nothing that I know of.
What's
there's
that?
There's a big rumor going around that Talos from Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
the guy that plays him,
okay.
is in the background of the scene when Peter Parker goes back to school.
Wow.
But it's not confirmed, and I don't think that it's actually him, but it is kind of a guy that looks like him. So it's kind of interesting to see that. But
Kyle, what were you going to say?
I had a question about the final fight, I guess.
Okay.
Where did Pepper Potts come from?
Her house, Dum Dum.
Yeah, she just... Yeah, she just was at she Tony's house. There. At her house. And flew in with her rescue suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it did seem, like, weird that, like, all these people are coming through the portal. I was like, oh, Pepper Potts came too, but...
I legit thought that was, like, an alternate universe.
No, it's... Like, it's, Iron Man thing. It's our Pepper, but it's... Like, it was weird timing, because you think she probably could have flown in earlier and just been there right. from the beginning of the fight instead of waiting with everybody. Which probably would have been beneficial to everybody, because she has a fucking Iron Man suit. But they just saved it for the whole ensemble to show up.
I was very disappointed in Thor. Just because, like, it was funny at first, sure. And then it was just, like... It was just so dumb.
I liked it because Thor is this god from fucking above.
Mm-hmm. And, above.
Well, but... And then you get to see him as, like, this really human person.
Yeah.
And not just some... Well, yes, I'm god,
his
so
character
powerful,
represents depression
know?
And...
So... You know, I liked what they did.
Guilt.
I kind of to agree with Ian. I feel like they used Thor too much mm-hmm. as a comedy crutch.
Well, they do that now because they figured out no one liked Thor from the first couple movies because he was just an arrogant asshole. So now it's like, well, if we can add him a comedy scene or a comedy role, I don't really like a lot of the looks from the 5-year jump, which is fine because I don't think we're gonna see those characters too much anymore. Sure. So I don't like the Banner Hulk combination.
No.
I think
no, I thought that was really
stupid.
Dumb.
I don't like. I get Fat Hulk's or Fat Thor's funny. I just wish he wasn't fat. Yeah. I just wish it wasn't a thing.
He's the funny fat friend, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also,
what's that?
Real quick, why did the Hulk seem so goddamn small in the final fight scene?
Because everybody else wasn't big.
Did nobody else like see that? But well, Hulk seemed like Hulk was as big as Captain America in that scene. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, I'd have to go back and look. But
yeah, when they're running towards the army,
I think that may have been
he's
mostly perspective.
Sure. The way he has like half an arm now.
Yeah, but yeah, well, because I think that as Professor Hulk, which is Bruce and Hulk meshed together as one, I think he actually is smaller than the Hulk if he's in his full like anger state. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think he actually is a little bit smaller, but I don't think he's that size. I think that might have just been the way that it was shot or some sort of perspective issue. I don't know.
I mean, that might be true, because when he was in the back of that truck, it looked like he was like...
He looked small.
He was really fucking small.
Yeah. But we don't
he didn't look much bigger than Rocket.
True.
That could have been a huge truck.
True. I don't know.
Very jacked Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, I looked up Sam Wilson to see what his actual abilities were listed as on his Wikipedia.
Okay.
He apparently has limited control over birds and the ability to see through the eyes of nearby birds.
What the fuck?
And has an empathic link with his pet falcon.
Yeah, but I mean, the movies
he doesn't have his pet falcon. But I just thought that was funny. That's all. Anyways, he's an excellent bird trainer.
Also, what was the sound at the end of the movie? Him making the Iron Man suit?
Yes, it's an homage to that.
They kind of put homage. That in place of a end credit scene.
That was dumb.
Did has anyone thought about people coming back from being dead for 5 years and like what that world looks like now? So like you have people who have husbands and wives who are dusted, and now they have 5 years to grieve and move on and get new families, and then all of a sudden their husband or wife shows back up.
Yep.
What do you do?
Shit.
Yeah. Well, exactly Kyle.
In the school scene. Like, I was like, there's no way that all those kids are still in
that grade.
They're
still in school. They're still in high school 5 years later.
Well, the shitty thing is, like, they brought Peter Parker back to life to put him back in high school. He's like, well, fuck, I gotta go through this some more.
Yeah.
Well, like, was Ned killed, too?
Yeah,
Ned was killed also.
Well,
but
because when he goes into school, Ned looks at him, he's, like, all surprised that Peter...
But so Ned is such a good friend, he decides to fail 10th grade.
I don't think that they processed that at all. I think they just left that alone.
No.
Because the new Spider-Man movie takes place after Endgame.
Yeah.
And all the characters that were in that school are still in that school.
So I think they all got dusted.
Every single one of them?
Yeah. And I don't think it's all the characters. We only care about like the three characters, the four
characters. Is it really supposed to be after Endgame?
It takes place after. But here, what I had thought, so Peter Parker goes back to school, right, 5 years later. This is a great opportunity to introduce new characters that have aged 5 years, like Harry Osborn or Gwen Stacy or Miles Morales. Now they're in Peter's grade, true, and now you have new Spider-Man characters.
True.
So that's a thought.
I don't know.
But I think they all get
I would love to do. I would love for them to have Miles Morales in like an actual Spider-Man movie, not an animated Spider-Man
movie. I get it.
As much as I did love that movie.
It's a great movie.
I want to see it in like a live action
form. Yeah. The annoying part is that I thought with the Ned scene at the end, it was like, well, if they just, they were only asleep for like, and to them, no time. It's just a blank to them.
True.
And then why are they happy to see each other again?
I don't know.
Like, fuck, it's Monday. We're back at high school. Why are we hugging it out?
Oh, another thing that bothered me really bad, and I don't know if I just didn't catch it or something, but when Thanos destroyed the van, wasn't Ant-Man in the past delivering the things?
No. He didn't make it to the van.
They were definitely in the van, though.
They left the van.
For what?
Because they were trying to get the gauntlet back into the van.
It just seemed like...
Ant-Man never gets into the quantum realm or whatever when the van's turned on at the end.
Huh. All right. It doesn't explain that they left the van. At least I didn't catch it, that they left the van. And so Thanos throws that thing in the van and the van blows up. And I was like, well shit.
Wasp desperately definitely left the van because she shows up in the pan shot of all the female heroes. She's in that. She flies in. So I imagine she pulled Scott out too and had him throw around. We've been talking about a lot of negative stuff. What are some of your favorite parts of the movie?
Ant-Man.
Okay. One of my favorite parts is when he's eating tacos outside, and the ship shows up.
Yeah,
it's just gone.
He's like, oh! And then he's like, oh god, okay. And then when War Machine lands next to him, he's like, ah! He's scared again.
And then Hulk comes out and gives him two tacos.
Yeah, I just like Paul Rudd. Put Paul Rudd in anything, and I'll watch
Paul Rudd's great. I that was like every other single human being that watched the movie Captain America with Mjolnir. And
that's my favorite part. Yeah, when he gets the hammer and he's beating the shit out of Thanos, it's fucking best.
I thought that part was overrated, honestly.
Stupid mouth.
Because it's like, why the fuck is Captain America using Mjolnir?
Yeah, but they've been alluding to that for 10 movies.
Yeah.
It
happened. It happened, and it was awesome. And it was great.
Let's talk about, what the fuck is Thanos' sword thing made of?
That's just must be the greatest.
Completely shredding through that shield.
It's not quite vibranium, thing. But
that shit. It's
space
vibranium. Adamantium. It's just a couple letters harder than fucking vibranium.
It's adamantium.
No.
I
would have thought it was cool. Is when Hulk did his snap, if they were like talking like, oh, well, then no one can do this because someone will probably die. Well, I know a guy who can regenerate his skin and stuff and can't die. And then Wolverine walks into the room, and Hugh Jackman's like, well, you want me to do what?
What? What do I
just... I'm sorry, what, mate? How he says in his native tongue.
Yeah, I would have been... Well, Wolverine's Canadian, but Hugh Jackman's Australian.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about the Avengers versus X-Men movie?
I don't believe any
I don't think that's...
Any of these rumors that you're reading about right now should not be
at
believed.
All. None of it. Should not be believed in any way, shape, or form.
0%.
But I did see one that... Well, no, I saw another one, because there's obviously...
None of these are correct, but I did see...
No, they're not.
Sure.
But I did see the articles saying that Avengers versus X-Men is a possibility, and it would make sense, because...
Of course it's a possibility. All the properties
it's
are
popular enough, and you have all the characters to do it now. But I saw something that was saying that one of the options for like the next big bad would be Kang the Conqueror, because he's kind of... Overseer of
Didn't we talk about that last week? You and
I don't think so.
I think we would be.
Maybe.
I think I was smart enough to say that.
Anyways.
Kang or Kodos?
Kang.
Okay. Kangaroo.
Kodos is different.
Yeah.
Conky Krang.
Kinky Krang. Yeah. I want them to do the Annihilation arc, but I know they won't, so. Bummer, man. I just want Nova to be in a movie.
You're probably going to get Nova eventually.
I know I will eventually.
Well, actually, he blew up with that planet.
Yeah. Xandar.
Where the Nova Corps
is. And the whole thing about Nova is that he kind of rises because of Xandar being destroyed. So.
Okay.
I hope that the next Guardians of the Galaxy
now for him.
hope the next Guardian of the Galaxy is the bad guys Adam Warlock and Nova helps fight them.
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, that would, it could make
even sense. Though Adam Warlock isn't a bad guy, but
kind of.
He can start out as a bad guy. He can start out as a misunderstood good guy.
Yeah.
I did like that they kind of paid an homage to the comics by having Nebula double cross. Because in the comics, Nebula gets the gauntlet and she's evil.
Yeah. Well, she's evil anyway.
That caught me off guard when they go back and then, like, the past Nebula is like, wait, what the fuck is happening to me? I can see this shit that's not me.
I mean, it was a good way to set that up. Yeah. I didn't even consider that until it happened. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
When they killed Thanos in the beginning, I was like, well, there's the movie.
Yeah, right?
I thought that was awesome. I thought it was a great way to start the movie. Where it's just like, all right, well, fuck it. We'll just go get it. And then when they get there, and he's like, they're gone. And Thor's like, boom. Gone. God, I thought that was great. Thought it was great. I do like a lot of the humor in this one landed more than I thought past Marvel movies do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how long, like, for the scene with Ant-Man and Hulk when they're first getting breakfast and they're trying to get a picture with Hulk, and Ant-Man's like, you want with me too? Yeah. That scene goes on for a long time.
Yeah.
Still thought it was funny the whole way through.
What about the Fortnite gag that was in it? That was that
new Master 69, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't great. but I like Korg.
I'm a big Korg fan.
Yeah, I like Korg. So. But yeah, I thought it was still fun. You know, it's just a thing.
Thor, he's back.
I do like the joke now is that, like, well, after this snap, everyone stopped making games, so Fortnite's still popular.
Yeah.
And then the Captain America's ass stuff.
Yeah, this is America's
ass. And then when he fought himself, I was like, this is cool, too. Everything's cool.
I wish they did more. Me and Kyle talked about this. I wish they did more with their past selves.
Like more interaction between them all.
Yeah.
Or, like, I mean,
staying away from.
Yeah, it didn't feel like the stakes were too high when they were in the past, trying not to blend in, because clearly they're going to run into each other. I would have seen more of that. But again, it's a 3-hour movie.
True.
We saw a shit ton of things.
But yeah, I hated that there was only, like, really one fight scene.
I mean, it's a 45-minute fight scene. And a lot of it is a heist to set up the fight scene.
You can't have the fight scene without the important part. I wish they did more, like, fighting. I don't know.
I think it was good enough.
I think it was enough of a fight.
It was a good send-off for Iron Man.
Yeah, sure. I did think that was good. Like, you get, because, like, his arc from this whole Infinity Saga has been a survivor's guilt kind of thing. You know, he lives through Iron Man 1, and he just, you know, keeps being alive after he should be dead, and all the people die around him. And then it's when Spider-Man comes back and he gives the hug, and it's like, all right, his arc's complete. He can probably die now.
Yeah.
And then when he dies, it's kind of nice. Yeah. Not nice that he's dead, but it was a nice send-off for him. Because when he grabs the gauntlet to get the stones off, I thought he only grabbed one.
So did I.
I was thinking, which one's he going to grab?
Doctor Strange points at him. He, like, only holds.
I thought he's getting the time stone to take to
and
him.
And I was like, okay, so he's just going to try and get one. Mm-hmm. And then Thanos snaps his fingers, and you just hear the metal clank.
Yeah.
And he's like, "What the fuck?" And then Iron Man's like, "What's up, bud?" And then just snaps his fingers. And
if I gave you a metal glove, do you think you could snap in it?
No way.
No. An Iron Man glove?
No way.
No, like the gauntlet. That like big an iron fucking gauntlet.
No. If I had Iron Man's little gauntlet, yeah, I could have done it. That thing's like super maneuverable.
Yeah. Good
cosmos. That big ass gauntlet, dude, like
you'd
be like this trying to snap your fingers.
I don't think it would work.
I don't think.
Also, why were the stones so big when they were in that glove, and when they were on Iron Man's hand, they were so small? Did they grow and shrink to the size of it?
I think the glove kind of
exasperates
what it does.
They're set in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's enough. Shit happens.
Science, right?
Yeah, the stones are powerful and crazy and mystical. Whatever. Who cares? Thought it was great. Jarrett, we're up on. Do you need to leave?
Yes.
Final thoughts on Endgame, then. I mean, this was kind of a rushed thing, so.
I thought it was great. I thought that it. I was happy enough with it that I didn't go into it, or I didn't leave feeling like, man, I really waited 10 years for this. Like, this is what I got. I felt great about it, and I enjoyed it.
It was great.
Yeah.
Did you cry in this one too, Jarrett?
It was close. Several moments. And it wasn't sadness. It was all happiness.
Okay.
It was all just like...
joy crying.
Just big moments that I just liked seeing on the screen, like Iron Man and Pepper being like back-to-back.
That was awesome.
Fighting shit off. It's just such a cool moment that you kind of see coming from a mile away from the beginning of the movie where he's like, oh, your mother never wears anything that I buy her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's playing with the helmet, you're like, oh shit, she's going to wear the helmet later. But like seeing it on the screen, it's just like, it's such a cool moment. And it's just like, this is such like just so badass. And just like, you just kind of love it.
Yeah.
Same with Captain when he is using Mjolnir and fucking just beating the shit out of.
The only time I felt like Thanos. That is when Falcon was like on your left and everyone yeah. started coming out. And, I was so happy yeah. that like this, the fight was about to happen. I never cried. I never got teary eyed or anything. But I was just like, this is, this is awesome.
It's like, you just kind of really sit back and you're just like, what's
a good
fuck?
Moment.
Like, just so excited about everything.
That's it's like happening. I'm going on down a fast road.
And then you see more. And then you see more.
Yeah.
And then you just see all these portals continue to open up, and you just see more people fucking walking.
How are the
out.
Ducks in that scene?
What?
How are the
ducks? Oh, I thought you said, how are the ducks in that scene?
How are
scene?
The ducks? No, how are the ducks is in there.
That's pretty dope.
So I have a quick question about that scene.
Yeah.
How did they already have all their armies already ready?
Because...
They were just like... As soon as they revived, they were like right there with everything already?
They explain, you kind of get that throwaway line where Doctor Strange is like, is that everyone? When he says to mm-hmm. Wong. And so I assume that when Doctor Strange came back, he made contact with Wong through a portal and said, hey, get the other time airbenders or whatever, to get to these places right now and open up portals and get armies to this location.
And then that was the other thing for me was, when they got unsnapped, did they come back where they died?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't see that, I don't think.
Let me ask you.
Peter does say that he shows back up, and Nebula and Iron Man are gone.
It shows Titan in the background when they come through. So my question is, at the end of Infinity War, when that helicopter crashes over Nick Fury, does that person come back inside of a building?
In a burning helicopter?
Yeah.
Just in a building, because the helicopter's definitely gone.
What if
or all the people that died because of all that.
Yeah,
like they're dead.
The dust of people came back, not the people who live who got
the person
beat
that
with
got
a helicopter.
Smashed by this helicopter just fell out of the fucking sky.
So like,
or got
T-boned
by a personless car.
If an airplane crashes in the ocean because the pilots die, the pilots they come back in the middle of the ocean.
Just
What if a building falls down?
Sure.
Like,
no,
gets crushed,
they dusted.
And the people that got like dusted in that building are just like inside of all the rubble.
Yeah. Or their body that was dusted was cleaned up in the cleaning process of the city being destroyed and thrown into a dumpster somewhere.
The last thing that I will say about this movie is, why does everyone have to clap at the end?
I don't like when people clap at movies. I won't tell people not to or anything, and I won't be mad about it. Yeah, but like it seems weird to me to do, because no one
that
worked on that movie is in the theater.
They're
that
the
happened.
Same people that clap when their fucking plane lands, so...
Yeah, that's dumb, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened in my theater. People clapped. I thought it was... I like letting people have fun and stuff. There was some parts in the movie where people, like, screamed out loud and was like, yeah, and stuff. Like, I'm like, people are still talking. I can't hear what he's saying now because of you.
Yeah, I think people were, like, really stoked when Black Panther came back.
Yeah, because there was a lot of screaming in the theater when that happened.
There was like a person when
everybody in mine was dead silent.
Really? When Cap said Hail Hydra, like this couple was like, oh, like fucking dogs were fucking banging it out right there. And I was what the hell is happening?
When they open the portals and everybody's coming through, you can hear everything in my movie theater.
Oh.
You could hear people grabbing one individual piece of popcorn. You could hear them drinking their drink. You could hear their fucking toes sweating. You can hear it was so quiet.
I need
it
to go to the theater.
Dead silent.
Those people
in that place. And then when everybody like started fighting, all you hear is just everybody starts breathing. It seems because they're all holding their breath, waiting for it to happen. It was good. It was just like when I saw Star Wars and they have that whole scene where it's just the fucking with the ship and it's smashing through everything and it's dead silent. The entire theater.
Well, one person in my theater went, holy shit!
Like, okay. Yeah, the whole theater, nothing. I've gotten pretty lucky when it comes to big movies, seeing them in theaters and not having them ruined by other people around me. So,
all right, so lastly, is this the best Marvel movie, Jared?
I don't think it was the best one.
Okay. I think it's my favorite.
I don't think that it's my favorite.
Kyle, for you?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, which one? Hold on. What's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Kyle, what's your favorite?
Spider-Man.
Ian?
I'm torn between Spider-Man and Guardians 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's my favorite.
Guardians 1 for me. This one probably number 2.
This one's my number 1. Infinity War's my number 2. Spider-Man's my 3.
Mm.
Ragnarok's my 4. Guardians 2 is my 5.
Damn. Okay.
That's just all the... it might be different, but that's just off the top of my head. There you go. Is that enough? Are we good?
I think we're
sure.
Good.
Sure.
Okay.
Don't need to get too much
hope
into
everybody
it.
Liked
kind
of
movie.
Covered
everything there, so...
Yeah, I hope everybody had a good fun. I hope... wait, which exit am I doing? Am I doing the show exit or the movie place?
Can you do both at the same time?
Do whatever. Say whatever you want right now.
Endgame sucked. Don't go see it. Bye!